And yeah, here.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
Hey, Charles. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you're looking for commercial work.
Yeah, I was telling her that we're not interested in our business model isn't one to have the same business model as other tree companies, and everybody's racing for traffic and spending on advertising. We don't spend much on advertising. We're after a certain clientele, specifically commercial, and HOAs for residential.
You want contracts.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's the great thing about Google advertising, though, is that it's customized to your business. So we would only be targeting commercial tree services, residential HOA tree services, homeowners association tree services. You know, they have to literally punch in the phrase that you want to be found for or the keyword in order for them to even get your number and your recommendations or your recommendations.
Yeah, but every tree service out there is going to cover every keyword. You get these clients they're hard to get.
Well, they pick you, so they're not hard to get if they already picked you and they're calling you.
I don't know that they, I don't know that they even have to go do a Google search. You know, everybody wants them. That's why they're a unique niche, because they have unique needs and they expect you to know what that is. And, like I was telling her.
Charles, in the last 30 days, within a 40-mile radius around Richardson, and this is Google Analytics, by the way, there's been 1,812 searches for tree services. So, I don't know what you mean by people aren't looking for tree services online. That's what they do.
Well, the type of clientele that I want.
Right, so we customize it so you're only being exposed to your group, you know. There's nothing else under the sun that's going to be able to do that for you. And vet them in that way while they're also looking for you, you know. It matches them.
Not only do I get a bunch of these calls, but, you know, if I'm on the front page, how are these other thousands of tree companies, you know, not doing the same thing?
Any business you see on the first page is doing this. That's how they got there. And that's the only way your business is going to get there, too.
Yeah, that's exactly what I a few years ago decided I wasn't going to do, get in a never-ending race for that, you know?
Yeah, well, you're thinking about what you're spending, but you're not thinking about the return on investment. Look at the companies that are up there now. I'm sure they're making a lot more, and they're getting a lot more calls and a lot more job opportunities because they're invested in getting those job opportunities.
That's kind of the traditional business model. Spend a lot and try to keep up with a bunch of overhead.
Well, not necessarily, no. I don't know what business owners do have, but every smart business owner that I work with over the last 12 years has a marketing budget that they set aside. It's not just an uncapped number. They go, okay, I can allot this to marketing. And that's all we'll spend. We don't go over that. And the success of that dollar is going to depend on who you're working with.
Yeah, I haven't had an advertising budget really in a few years. The last time I did, I was at, some company named Haibu.
Mm-hmm.
And the Silver Tongue salesman sold me on the idea. And he got a few grand out of me, and then he was nowhere to be found, and they talked about clicks and we call impressions and shit. And I said, well, the phone isn't ringing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it all got ugly, I found out they got a a collections and a legal department. And I said, why would you have a collections and a legal department if you're a marketing company and you're doing what you say? Then any business is going to be too happy to throw money at you. And if they don't want to throw money at you, obviously what you're doing is not working. So why would you want their money? You know? But that's been.
Well, if somebody signs a contract, then you want to uphold on it. So you're getting thrown off because people have, because collections exist, you know? It's like, you're missing the whole point. The whole point is that right now, your next door neighbor could have a $10,000 a month commercial contract. And if they go online looking for a company, you're not in that conversation. That's a problem. That's something that you want to fix. Obviously, anybody yep. that you're going to sign up with as a business owner, they need to put things in writing. They need to send you a receipt. So they're going to have a collections department, and or they can report you to collections. That's just how it goes, period. But our services are month to month, and I think that says a lot. If you're not happy with it, you can cancel. You're not binded to a contract or have to worry about some kind of collections happening. The only way we get our clients to come back each month is by getting in there and making sure it's working for them. If they're not making money, we're not going to make money.
If there was a point in all that, who's telling you the truth and who's bullshit? It gets more and more difficult to discern.
Yeah, not really. I mean, if you take a couple seconds and go, hey, what's your company name? And I go, okay, our company name is Local Splash. And then you go on the internet and you just type in Local Splash and you say, who are these guys? And you start looking at reviews and how long they've been in business and what does the BBB say? And, you know, you see all these things and it's obviously 20-year track record with thousands and thousands of business owners that we help. Could also go look at what your other competitors are doing. Hey, who's doing your marketing, you know?
Well, I just recently have been going through this crap with GoDaddy.
Yeah, GoDaddy for websites.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
And not only were you get in a comfort zone, and you don't care about hosting, but then, you know, you catch them double billing you, and you start digging around, and you realize that you're paying five times as much as you should have to for hosting, and then they're double billing you. But you go and Google them, and they got a five-star rating. But until you dig a little further, and you find out they're at five losses in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to manipulate that, I guess, you know. Like,
yeah, I mean, GoDaddy is just a domain name provider, and then they do hosting for your website. You know, a website is something that we give our clients, you know, and it goes through Google, not through GoDaddy. And the hosting is just a part of the service with being on the first page of Google.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Y'all take over the website and host it?
Yep, host it. We build it. We have a graphic design team in here and make sure it looks how you want it to look. It's all a part of the service.
Well, now we're talking. Because I'm in the process of needing a new hosting. So.
There you go. So we can not only get you the hosting, but the first page placement, so that way that website's actually showing up in front of people who are looking for what you do. Because if you just have a website without the placement on Google, it's not going to make you any money anyway.
No, but I guess it sounds counterintuitive, but I think that, I don't know, it's just my nature, but I don't want my phone blowing up with a bunch of assholes. And it seems like we're just in a cultural state right now, or I don't know whether it is, post-fucking-pandemic or some shit. Mm-hmm. You know, Trump revisited Trump thing. And we're going through a thing where, you know, it's going to be paradigm shifts and everybody's gone nuts. And I've tried to, you know, it may sound, again, counterintuitive, but I love my commercial work and I have relationships with them and just not, and I'd love more of that. I like the scale. Like I told the girl before, I know the tree business inside and out. I can do projects anywhere because I can find local labor, vet them, train them up quickly should I need to, mm-hmm. and meet the client's needs.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'd love to scale, but but I don't just want...
But you got to also be prepared for them to vet you. Like, just like you're vetting your employees there, the commercial guys are going to want to vet you, and they're going to want to look up your review and look at your website.
Absolutely.
And so that's why this is so crucial.
Well, reviews are something that you should only know if you put a lot of stock in that. It's like
Charles, there's hundreds of tree companies out here. So, of course, I'm going to put stock in reviews. I'm going to want to look at stuff you've done in the past. How else am I going to differentiate you from anyone else that does trees?
That's what's difficult. It's relationship building in today's world.
But you're not going to build a relationship if you don't get the call in the first place, Charles.
There's something to that, but,
I've been doing it for a long time. I don't want to argue with you.
The type of clients that we have are, they don't have to go looking for help, you know.
Because they have it. But the kind of clients that are going to be a new contract for you don't have it and are looking for it. And you have to make sure you're accessible to them and them to be able to vet you. It's not just going to pop out of thin air. You have to work towards it.
Yeah, and I've spent my life becoming vettable, you know, which is the vetting process is going to be a hell of a lot more, go way beyond reviews.
Are you near a computer?
No.
Okay. But if you look up Texas Tree Guy, you got 25 reviews at 4.7. If I look up commercial tree services, Texas Tree Guy, and that 25 reviews at a 4.7 doesn't show anywhere. That's a problem. It's not that you don't have a good reputation. You have a good reputation, but people aren't seeing it when they're looking for commercial tree services. Those types of clients that you're talking about wanting to land in a niche market, commercial, right?
I don't even know that the facilities manager at a property, they probably Google tree service just like everybody else.
Exactly.
Not necessarily commercially.
Well, that's my point. So the fact of the matter is, whether you look up tree services, commercial tree services, tree trimming, tree pruning, tree care, any of that, you're not going to be there because you don't have Google advertising.
How do you access, what separates you, how do you do with all these yahoos say they can do?
Right. So if you go look up our company, and then right on our website, there's a big badge. It says Premier Google Partner. If you go to the satellite images on the map, and you zoom out here in Southern California, you'll see the building right next to our company is Google.
What's the name of it?
Local Splash. We're right here in Fountain Valley, California. Literally, Google is across the street from us, Charles. We've been a partner of theirs since 2004.
Oh, that's fun. You just gained some traction because all these yahoos call up and go, they pretend like they use vernacular like they're Google. And then you figure, you're not fucking Google.
Yeah, Google won't call you. They're Google partners. They'll be like this.
Yeah, so does everybody, you know. It's,
Google doesn't
where's
call.
Where's Fountain Valley? Or,
Fountain Valley's in Orange County, California.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, we're right down the street from Disneyland. The main Google headquarters is here. Google Building 1 is right here in Orange County, Southern California. Actually, all the Googles are in California. They don't even have a Google in Texas. Did you know that?
It's been a long time. They don't have what?
They don't have a Google
really?
In Texas. Yeah, they don't have a single headquarters there. They're all in California.
When are they going to snap out of it? California's a train wreck. You know what I mean? I'm not to get into politics,
but that is political, because if it's not political, California is the best place in the country.
Yeah, right.
The only reason it's not is because of politics.
Right, yes.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely getting political.
Yeah.
Anybody that says California sucks is political.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It is, yeah, it is. The taxes, the people, it's a little different.
But you don't even have to, because I've got away from politics in the past few years, but I guess I still watch Rogan, and he talked about how he left there and all these other people left there. But, you know,
those are millionaires, though. And California is going to tax the millionaire the same as it taxes the general blue-collar worker.
Yeah.
So, of course, they go to Texas because they don't have to pay the state income taxes there that we pay in California.
I was out there, it's been decades. Huntington Beach, how far are you from there?
Yeah, that's where I'm from. I was raised in Huntington Beach, California. Yep. And that's big red area. Orange County is pretty red compared to most California is a blue state. Orange County is very red.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How old are you?
33. Mm-hmm, 1992.
So, wow. So I was out there. Were you born there?
No, I was born in Santa Ana. They don't actually have a hospital where you can be born there. You could either be born in Santa Ana or Newport Beach. But, yeah, my parents brought me home from the hospital.
I
was in Huntington Beach.
Right about the time you were born.
I was there this weekend with my son. He's 4 years old. I still live only a couple miles from it, you know. It takes me 5 minutes to get to the pier.
That's wild. See, when you're my age, you'll have, because I go, God damn, I could have a 33-year-old, you know.
Yeah,
But I didn't have any. But that's good that you did that. I remember I met my wife. It was a short marriage, but she was from Texas. But I remember her apartment. They didn't even have AC in it. They didn't need it. It was 70 degrees all the time.
Oh yeah, it's 62 degrees and partly sunny according to my computer right now. So it'll probably get a little warmer here. It's not even noon yet, so probably get a little warmer.
That, and I remember Louisa's and barbecue chicken pizza. You grew up in paradise.
Right. Well, I've been all over, though. I've been all over, not just to our country, but all over the world. And I've spent last 10 years doing a lot of traveling, a lot of looking around. And outside of Hawaii and some other tropical paradises, you can't get much better than
so you've seen the ugly part of the world as well?
Oh yeah. Been all over. My wife is from El Salvador. It was the murder capital of the world when she came here. And she'd seen people get their head chopped off when she was a kid. He grew up on a private compound with armed military guards.
Well, that's everything.
Just because the gangs ran it wild. But I went over there, and then now it's a lot better. It's actually the safest country in the Western Hemisphere.
Is that right?
Yeah, they got this president. He's good friends with Trump. He's pretty radical. He just built a jail about half the size of the country and just threw all the gang members and all the family and everybody in it.
I gotta look that up.
Yeah, his name's Bukele. And anybody that had to do with their gang or had tattoos, and they just chucked them in the jail, cleaned it all up. Now there's no problems.
Well, it's interesting how, because a little bit around politics, because my point of view on politics is there's liberal in all of us. But
I'm a libertarian. I don't know if you know anything about libertarians.
They're conscientious and intelligent. but the dreamers a little bit, but you know,
yeah, I mean, smaller government, less taxes, you know, and the war on drugs. If a guy wants to smoke some peyote in his backyard of a house that he owns, he should be able to do that without the government kicking his door in.
We're free to destroy ourselves, right? Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, what is freedom, though, if you're constantly being overly policed, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's a victimless crime kind of thing. But, you know, like, with Trump, I remember, you know, his bedside manner or his delivery is ridiculous, right? But
yeah.
But, one
his,
of,
the way he talks
I saw
is
this,
just like,
oh. Black senator, mm-hmm. when he said this black senator told the story of he met with the Taliban leadership, and he said, he's not going to sit there long. And he says, he's looking at the translator, and he says, tell that motherfucker.
I'm going to blow him up.
If he touches a hair on America's head, I'm gonna kill him. And he stands up and hands him the map, the satellite image of his home.
Yes, yeah.
And walks out. And I'm like,
good old boy.
I don't care how obnoxious the son of a bitch. That's the only thing that they understand, right?
Yeah. And my grandfather was the driver for President Eisenhower. He was in the Secret Service.
Get out of here.
Yeah. His name is Frederick Blodgett. It's my mom's dad. Yeah. So.
Wow.
I hear a lot of crazy stories. And one of the last things he was doing when he passed away is he was lobbying for Trump to kind of return us back to not necessarily everything that it was before, but that style of doing things. That's how America became the most powerful country in the world, and how we got through those two world wars is not being a pushover. And I think Trump kind of restores a lot of that versus what we had before, where they're basically enslaving us by putting us further and further in debt. And you fast forward 50 years from now, and my kids and we working in a sweatshop trying to accommodate China instead of the other way around. So,
what are your thoughts on old Elon over there?
That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
People are all paranoid about him. I'm like, look, these guys, he's the richest man in the world. He doesn't care about our money. It's the same thing with Trump. Trump didn't need to be president. If anything, it's a hazard. People want to shoot him in the head and kill him now. He got crazy psychopaths. They could have just took their money and ran off and sit on a beach every day and not do any of this shit. But
and why
excuse my language. Well,
right.
Because
you know,
most people say, why wouldn't you? But what he's fighting about is his legacy. That's the only reason to do it, is to go, you understand
it's
mortality.
Because he is confident, and that's why he's Trump.
Well, no,
that's
see, you didn't have kids, though.
And also,
so when you have children, like Elon has children and Trump has children, you start to go, I don't want to mess up everything right now, because what is that going to do to my legacy? Who's going to be spending this money? They're not going to be alive to see the end of those dollars.
You just stumbled onto the greatest point, I think, in this country right now. Is great societies are made up of old men who plant trees for which the sun
they're,
the shade will never
from,
enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. The country is founded and made by the men that came before us, and a lot of them, like my grandfather, they had kids, and so you think more than just yourself. A lot of liberals just think about themselves and their opinions and their feelings, and I feel like this, and we should have this, but what is the long-term ramification for the future if we just go by how you feel instead of what you think?
Yeah, gratitude.
Yeah, you got to eliminate your emotions. So a lot of liberal is
the thing
emotional
about Trump
thinking.
To me from a psychological point of view was all of his kids are good people, exceptional people. You know?
Exactly.
But
you see how he is. He's not just a pushover. And so you have a president that's like that, and he treats us like it's his kids. It's not that he doesn't love the country or he doesn't love people. I'm sure he does. And he feels greatly. That's why he's doing it all. But even me, I love my son more than anything, but I'm also going to be harder on him, because if there's anybody in the world I want to do better than me, it's my kids. And I also want to think about, you got to teach them how to survive without you. You got to show them the way of, this is how you stay on top. Right?
Yeah. And my best friend is...
You can't just be going, Dad, I feel like... I'm like, it doesn't matter if you're tired today. You need to go to work to pay your bills tomorrow.
Exactly. It's my best friend is we're polar opposites, and I'm a bit of a country boy and likes the outdoors and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And he's happy working. He's a stock guy and buys and sells businesses. And he's my age, but he's got a 5-year-old son. He's the typical one to be an NFL quarterback and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would you want that? The biggest obstacle you've got is that he's not gonna is implementing suffering in his life.
Yeah.
Because
there's a saying suffering. About that. They say, you know, if hard times are gonna come, let them come now, so my children will know peace. It's like you become a real man and you get to the point of understanding, like sacrifice. I'm a sacrifice for my family. That's really what it is. I know it's sad. My son's going to grow up and he's going to become a sacrifice for whatever he reproduces, you know, or even if it's other people in the community, whatever it is. That's just kind of what we do, you know. We have a lot of modern-day males who are raised by weaker males or just by their single mother, and then they, you know, that you can't let that bleed over into society. It's going to lose its structure.
Well, it's your generation. You had to. You're a lot different than I deal with them. The guy is not far from you, under 30, that works as a unicorn, mm-hmm. and the guys that the skilled guys are climbers,
mm-hmm.
and they're prima donnas. Mm-hmm. And you know, my buddy sent me a quote earlier about. It aligns with ignorance is bliss. That these guys that have unfounded confidence because they don't know anything. The more you evolve, the more you know. The more you know that you don't know, and that can, if you're not careful, that can affect your confidence. Right?
Yeah.
Where these dipshits don't know, they don't know anything.
They're just overly confident
based on ignorance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sometimes too much information is a detriment. You know.
It definitely can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like you. back to the business part of it.
Sure. We want the end goal. Yeah, the end goal here is the placement. So it depends on what you want to do, Charles. I mean, if you just want placement and... I mean, your website's pretty good, actually. I like that that image in the background there, that complex. But if you want us to do the website and the first page placement for 40 miles around you, and we'll customize it so we're targeting your ideal clients. I know you want commercial. It'd be $199 month to month if we're just doing that. If you want to also run a campaign on Facebook with Facebook ads, there's a package that we could do. Still have the website and everything. That one's $299 month to month. So it's only $100
different. The website has been that's well, it's hard to believe, but it sounds fair. But the website has been just a reference guide, you know? Right? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a digital business card. Mm-hmm.
So our clients can go look at it and see, you know, we're there. But it's not been the traditional marketing tool.
And it never will be until we get the placement on Google. You know, that's the thing. You're unique to me because half of these calls, they go, oh, okay, yeah. Because they've been trying to get their business verified on Google. They've been building a website. They know that at the end of the day, one day they're going to get a call and they'll go, okay, I can put myself on the first page of Google. They'll get on the first page of Google, and now the website, the reviews, all this stuff that they built is finally going to start coming to fruition. you're over here with built up reputation. You have a website. It's literally as simple as us just putting you up there and you'll start seeing the increases in job opportunities. And it's like, I don't know.
Literally have no advertising budget, no marketing budget.
Yeah.
We're comfortable, picking and choosing our clients, if you will.
Yeah. Not going to change. That's not going to change with this. You're still going to pick and choose. The guys that are on the first page pick and choose every day. That's the difference, though, is they're going to have a surplus to pick and choose from on a regular basis. They don't really got to stick their nose in there and try to go, okay, where is it coming from? You know, okay, who am I picking and choosing from today? Our company is back here making sure that if people are out there looking for it, here's his number. Give him a call. See if it can work for you guys. If it doesn't, go find somebody else. It's fair enough. You can just part ways as friends. You don't have to go out and try to deal with every single person that calls you. The guys that are on that first page, they cherry pick. They know they got a crew and they go, hey, this guy's scaling me. I got $500. I go out there tomorrow. This other guy called me up. He said he got $1,500. Well, I'm going to try to make $1,500 tomorrow, right? And sorry, guy, with the $500, we're going to go this route. And this guy's got a contract over here. Okay, well, I'm going to go with the contract.
I'm a twin, but my brother's what I call a silver tongue salesman. Was in cars for years and leasing. Mm-hmm. And that certainly wasn't me, but at the same time, I've sold every job for 15 years for this business. But it's just really been based on an absence of some sales acumen.
It's very simple to. It's not so much a sales thing. It's very simple. There's problems and solutions, right? It's
exactly
the same.
My approach,
the people that call you have a problem. And it's the tree, and they go, okay, and you're going to be the solution. That's why they're calling you. And then there's the sale. So it's identifying the problem and providing a solution. For us, we go, okay, we have this spot available on the first page. There's this company, Texas Tree Guy, out here, and he's got 25 reviews already, doing pretty good. Obviously, he's good at what he does. He's got a website built already. People can look at that website. They can see stuff that he's done in the past and what his services are. Why isn't he on the first page?
Well, I tell these guys that work for me that know everything.
Mm-hmm.
All you need, because all they do is talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, why do they do that? I talk to my friends. I go, why do they do that? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to know what you know and what you don't know or how good you are very quickly.
Yeah.
So the more you talk, you know, the more you're just making an ass of yourself. So that's been my approach is, and I tell them, identify pain points and attack them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing that's going to appeal to me. Your mouth isn't going to.
Right.
And that's what I do. So when my sales approach is to identify specific clients, pain points, some of them are collective.
Yeah.
And some of them are individual.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's why the marketing people that contact me, I go, well, I expect you to just be asking me what I'm trying to accomplish, you know?
Yeah.
And then only then can you marry your skill set with that, right? So
right. Yeah, and that's why I went into it right in the beginning. I go, look, you're looking for an ideal customer. And the only way to get that ideal customer is if we list you specifically like commercial tree services. Because then if people who type in commercial tree services and they see your name there, it's an ideal fit. By the time they contact
you. You've got my ear and a lot more time than anybody ever does. And I don't have I have no marketing or advertising budget, but at $199 a month, what's the hosting in addition to that?
No funny business, Charles. That's $199 is all you pay.
You take over our hosting as well?
Yeah, we can host your site and take care of your site for you. Your website's really not bad, though. I don't see what the problem is there unless they're charging you an arm and a leg. But I've looked at this thing the whole time we were talking.
It just kind of exists. You know?
Yeah.
My buddy takes care of that.
Well, if you're okay with what you're paying them, then I don't think there's any reason to really change the site. What the service is really about is having you show up for what you do, you know? And so if I can make sure that people go on Google, type in tree trimming, and can see this site, it'll make money for you now. It won't just be floating in the abyss.
Well, GoDaddy probably had us at close to $100 a month.
Mm.
Anyway.
That's why you were saying you wanted to add it in there, because it would, then you're only paying $99.
So I go to look it up, and there's $5 a month
hosting,
whatever.
Yeah.
That.
Hosting's no big deal, you know. I don't know why they're charging you $100 a month.
Now on people anyway. So.
But they can pay through this site, so that's why. Yeah, you got there's a difference between websites and what you have. So that you have a payment portal where people can just pay you.
I've got this software called House Call Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $70 a month, but it works good. And there's a lot of tree green industry software out there and shit, but it's got a bunch of stuff you don't need. If I've been good at anything, it's figuring out how to do a lot of business with less time and less effort across the board, from the being in the field with the chainsaw to.
Yeah, that's exactly why people pay us, though, you know, is because then they go, okay, you mean to tell me for this much, I could just pay that and not worry about it? You guys will be like my own employee that focuses on that field? And it's go, yeah. Google's provided entire agencies for you guys to make sure that their advertising works, so you'll keep using it every month for every business owner across the U.S. So that's the only difference between you and your competitors, and why they're going to be getting more calls than you would if you don't do this, is that they have an agency back there that's constantly working on it, reeling it in instead of.
Well, I know that. That's the reason too, that the wrong people are getting access, because when I come across clients, it blows me away the shit that it's like, how did this guy get this account?
Yeah, they could be completely airheaded though, and not have half the brain that you have. But what they did is they trusted somebody. They get a call and they say, okay, you know, I admit I can't do this myself. I don't know how to do it. The same reason people hire you guys to do tree services. They accepted that, hey, I can't do it. So, okay, let me hire you guys. I get it. You had a bad experience.
They're still around.
They're still around, yeah, because not everybody has a bad experience with Hibu. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. The problem with that company is it just takes a long time. Takes like 3-6 months sometimes before their clients start feeling the effects of what they do. And that's because they don't have premier partner status. But having a bad experience in life, that's like me going, you know, my first girlfriend didn't work out, and I'm going to be gay now.
Well, you know? that's why I let the young lady that I spoke to first, It was by a thin margin that transferred and
happened.
You know, connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got a real thick accent. She's actually new to the States in general.
Well, that's not a turnoff to me. So
yeah.
She was pretty good.
Okay.
So she was pretty good. And,
that's good feedback.
I mean, I can literally go answer the phone and in 2 seconds go, fuck off. You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't answer my phone a lot. People go, you're out of business, don't answer your phone a lot.
Yeah.
No, if a real client will leave a message, and then with that, then I'll have, some work with them.
Speak of the devil, so I don't know how tech savvy you are, but we got a little app called the Local Splash app you could download, right? And if a client calls you and you don't answer your phone, that app will save their number, their information. They leave a message. It's all in there, and they'll know that that's actually a prospect and not a personal phone call. It's just by having that app.
Wow, okay.
And it's part of our service. It's free. You can download it. And then you'll have your own username and password for all your stuff.
Then $199 a month, I'm in. No contract. I want solar right now. California guy, you can appreciate that. It's
Yeah. But well, I don't got much liberal in me, but I'll be honest.
It's got to be the way to go.
Yeah, it's just the way I was raised. You know, I just I live around it and I understand it, but I wouldn't say that I wouldn't lump myself in with that crowd.
But it makes sense. I want it, but I get these son of bitches. And I'm like, they can't. They won't answer the questions. I, you know, do I know if the shit you're gonna put on my house is a Hyundai or a
I deal with a lot of solar companies. Some of my good friends I play golf with on the weekends, they own solar companies. You know, I know they go, oh, we got these micro inverters and no longer string inverters. It's like they've practically tried to sell me on it, put them on my house.
Well, I think the reason I won't give up on it is because I know that by now the technology has to have evolved to the point where
it makes a huge difference. Right? Yeah, I have a buddy who had put extra panels on his property, and he actually is putting electricity into the grid because California is so dang sunny year-round. He's putting electricity back into the grid on an annual average. He actually ends up that they would be paying him money. But what they do is they just nullify the bill and they give him these credits.
Well, so you got to get with the – what you have are companies that are exploiting that to a way they created a protocol or algorithm where it's attractive, but I don't even approach it from that. I go, don't even tell me about that.
But the payment for the solar panels is a lot cheaper than paying the electric bill. When you're able to solve that problem, it's super convenient right out of the gate.
This company that said that you don't have any connection to the equipment. We just guarantee the power. But but again, you know, I played naive and it came down to the installation and I never did. They ran me through a DocuSign thing. Like some of this stuff, I'll just play dumb and because I know that I'm not obligated.
Sometimes that's the only way to learn, though, you know. You just play dumb and be quiet.
Yes, you want them to be. That's when you'll see the real them. You know.
Yeah. I do that a lot, Charles. Play 90s. I'm very stoic. You learn more when you listen. Then, you know.
But this guy got to all the way. But we got close to the installation date, and I requested a copy of the contract so that I could. The installers are out here, and I go, I didn't get a copy of this contract because I need to, and then they send over the contract. It's 50 pages.
Jesus Christ.
And so, so I said, the salesman's calling me, what are you going to do? I go, well, I need to connect the shit that you told me. I've got you in text message, verifying a few things, but I need to connect that to the contract because it's a fucking contract for 25 years. You know?
Yeah.
But it was I'm not connected to the equipment. But then when they sent the survey guys out, when they left, I came home. I left the same time they did. They were at a couple hours, and my heater didn't work after that, and the lights didn't work in the carport out there. That was a thing. But I just left them. I just contacted them and said, I don't know. It could be unrelated, but. Mm-hmm. But I'm reacting no different than anybody would right after that. But they, blew me off and all this. And then when the installers came out, there's three electricians in the group. And I go, you had three electricians, and it was 10 degrees when the electricity went off. I said, and so he goes, really, Ryan? So this is how we're going to do things? We're just going to, at the buzzer, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I said, no, it's not how I do business. Or is this how we do business? That's not how I do business. I would have been an electrician
up in the beginning
and ascertained whether it was there. So you think it's our fault? I don't why would I assume that? I don't know that. Unless I know something unequivocally, I'm not going to accuse anybody. But you, the fact that you didn't send out an electrician to find out what was going on with it means I got to go through every page of this contract or I can't trust you. You know? And why is it 50 pages? Well, you're obviously trying to expose me somewhere, you know.
Yeah, it sounds a little fishy. The way they do it out here is pretty straightforward with the solar panels. I mean, they sit down with them and they go, okay, you're paying, you know, excessively high, $250 or $200 a month, you know. We put these panels up, your bill's going to be $100 a month to pay off the panels over 20 years, and it'll offset your energy costs so you don't get a bill. So they basically save themselves.
It ought to be real straightforward.
Yeah.
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 What do you cover in 50 pages? Well, I'm gonna have to go through that. It's gonna take me 4 years.
Yeah. There's gonna be a loophole in there somewhere, you know. And that's the thing.
Of course.
You know,
of course.
I'll send you right now like our written service agreement. It'll outline everything we're doing for you, the receipt, everything, the billing, the All pricing right. structure, the date. It's one page, real easy to go through. There's no funny business. It's like, as long as you want to work with us, you work with us. If you don't, we part ways as friends. We don't delete anything. We just stop holding you, or doing the programming that keeps you on the first page of Google. So you just go right back to where you are.
Well, I like your business model. I like your business model. I like you. So, then send that stuff over and, I'll let you get back to your day and I'll look at that and just count me in, because that's what's, you know, it's not a whole lot of money. And
yeah. Say that again.
But
you're just giving me the answer.
If you want somebody like me, that's what you should have. So
yeah.
So from your approach to the business model, God, it's impossible to get.
Yeah. Well, it shouldn't be. You know, Google advertising should sell itself to a business owner. There's a lot of guys that just, their business doesn't ever take off until they get this. And it's just what everybody uses nowadays. It's like having a business in the 20 years ago, and then you can't find it in the yellow pages. It's like the only audience you're exposed to is that little word of mouth chain or whoever drives by a storefront if you have it, you know. But if you put it in the book,
it's like solar. It's gotten to a point where, like, reviews. Well, I'm an old fart, but you know, I get frustrated sometimes because I Google some shit and it gives me everything but what I fucking want, because it's trying to shove other shit down my throat.
Right. You got to know what to add and what not add. You know.
Yeah, and the solar's had such a bad reputation, but I don't care about that. I'm too hooked on the idea that it's the way to go. It's the future, and the technology's caught up. I just need to find the right connection. So
yeah, we'll be able to help you with solar too. Usually, the guys that do solar are roofing guys.
I kind of gathered that from the installation. The installation guys seem to know more than anybody.
Yeah, because it's usually the roofing contractors that are doing solar, because it's like, okay, if you get up there and there's a problem with part of the roof that needs to be fixed in order to make the panels effective and safe and without compromising the structure
it's funny,
of the building or the roof.
Well, they were sitting here. I convinced them that to be candid with me, and I wouldn't sell them out. So they were. And they were telling me that basically that I didn't have the best equipment, and for example, this property I bought is in a lake community, and so it's different than the overall real estate market, but it's got it's basically like two properties on one, because one you either use for guests or rent it out, but anyway, that one would use electricity, and he didn't take any account for that. And so when I found at least that much in the contract, I said, you know, I've got this other unit over here, and I'm going to be renting it out. And then when I did, I wouldn't have enough power. And he says, well, we could get you more panels. Yeah, but what would that cost? You're just going to put more panels up here? I doubt it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's where I would have, you know, been screwed. Tried to find him. He's nowhere to be found. But those installers told me exactly what you're saying, you know?
Yeah. I sent you a text here with, like, the rough draft of the service agreement without the pricing in there. But if I create your account and I sign you up now, it'll automatically send you the official one with the pricing, and then you got to sign off on it when you're ready. But it would only take me a couple minutes to actually create the profile. I would need to do an interview with you at a set time tomorrow or later today, depending on what your schedule looks like.
Well, it's almost 2, and I should have been out there at noon to get some shit done, but okay. Tomorrow should work.
You want to give it a go for a month? Commit to it for a month? Let me get in there and show you what it's all about?
Yeah, I'll definitely throw $200 at you.
Yeah, you'll love it. I'm telling you, this will be the last marketing stop for you. We've been doing this 21 years. I've been here 12 years myself. So I can't tell you how many guys I've gotten through this process, and they go, man, why didn't you call me sooner before I did X, Y, and Z? For you, it's going to be, why didn't you call me before Haibu? I would have...
No shit, I threw $5,000 at fucking Haibu.
$5,000? Oh, no. We won't get there unless you really want to cover, like, half of Texas.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Yeah. All right. Let's see, what do I need to do here with this thing?
Let me create it. Oh, the link is just that one's just an initial, like, draft. So that's what the service agreement looks like. I'm going to send you a real one right now. I got to create your account first. But you were saying, hey, I wanted to see it.
Oh, wow. So you're not trying to get me onto a DocuSign?
No. You could take your time with that, too. You don't got to sign it right away. I'll send you the real one, and then, you know, obviously once the payment clears, it sends you the real one, and then you sign off on it. But this is exactly how it is. The only thing that would be missing is when you go down to payments and it says, like, the date and the price. I have to fill that in right now, so they'll send you the actual one, but it tells you you're agreeing.
Yeah. The only thing I ask is, and I'm going to send me an email that says, Brian, this thing we discussed is going to be $200 a month, and you're not legally obligated to anything else. And basically that, you know, then I don't have to. Because I don't want to hire a lawyer to go through this shit. You know?
No. So if you go down to the bottom of this agreement, it's already there in writing. You see where it says cancellations and refunds?
Okay.
Yeah. You can cancel our services at any time. It's best practice to call within 3 days.
Which is what I told Nick with the solar. I go, what I need from you is to say, Ryan, you see, because you told me this and that, I need you to say right now instead of bitching at me because this is how we're doing business. Say, the this that I told you, go to page 47 on your 50-page contract as section B, and that's where the this is, and then go to that, and then go to page 48.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, this is all one page, and it's very straightforward. All this stuff I've already told you verbally, now it's just in writing here, too. And then we have to do that with every business owner, just in case, like, the agreement's not riding on just what I told you, you know. You have it in there writing. What if I croaked or something, you know? So every business owner gets this.
Exactly. That was the other thing. Okay, 25-year warranty. Well, warranty is a word that's hilarious.
Yeah, the business owner's dead in 25 years, then what? You know, the whole company's gone. Who are you going to hold accountable for?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's nuts.
And I call it, hey, stupid. You know, if you're going to at least lead with, hey, stupid on that.
Give you that lifetime warranty. It's like, whose lifetime? The business's lifetime? My lifetime? The owner's lifetime? Those are crazy things. Yeah, our services are month to month, so you're not buying into any kind of contract. Every business owner that you see on the first page that's working with a premier Google partner, we're just going 30 days at a time with them. And we know the only way they're going to keep paying us every month is if we're making sure it's working and we can tangibly prove to them that it's working and they're getting customers. Hey, you remember Carl? You did his tree. He gave you a contract for this commercial property, $1,000 a month. And, Carl found you on Google. It's right here in your tracking system. you know, and you can go into your app and we'll be able to show you that. And then you go, okay, well, just that one contract alone is already going to pay for the $199 I'm paying to Local Splash every month. So
yeah, if you give me, like, I was talking about this Park Lane. If I end up with one of those,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's I just did a $40,000 with that one mall, mm-hmm. you know, and it's gravy work. You know, I went out there with a couple kids 2 nights and then a buddy 3 nights or 4 nights. And then I went out there because this old man ground stumps for a couple of nights. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a comical kind of niche. But
yeah.
I get one of those. Yeah, give me one job or something, you know, it'd be hard for this not to work.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. I'm like, it's crazy to not do it. Like, I get Haibu, maybe you had a bad experience there, but to neglect it entirely because of one bad experience, you're missing out on the end goal. It's like the guys that are up there now, they're making that much, if not more, every day from what it costs them for a whole month of being up there, you know? Like, how many things in life are going to give you that kind of return on investment? Not many.
Well, I appreciate you kind of having me by the ear there. And,
it's okay.
So, okay. Then call me, tell me tomorrow. I've got to go into town for a couple of months tomorrow.
Tomorrow would be the client interview. I'd sign you up right now.
All right. How long does the client interview take?
It's about 30 to 45 minutes. I can schedule that one.
Then we probably need to do that. Well, I can do that either driving. Because I've got an hour drive.
Okay.
Or we put it off to Monday.
No, let's do it before then. I want to get you going. The sooner I can get your results, then I know the next bill rolls around. You won't have a problem paying it.
Then let's do, you know, like one or two tomorrow.
Okay.
Central time.
CT, 11 to 12 Pacific Standard. Okay. All right, I'm going to lock you in for tomorrow between 1 and 2 Central Time. That's your time.
Okay.
All right, let me create your account, though. I have to create your account and secure it so they even have something to work on during that client interview. All right, is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you, Charles?
Yes.
Okay. And it's 214-924-0968.
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name? Didn't get it.
Wirtz. W-I-R-T-Z.
W-I-R-T-Z?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what's your business email where I could send this receipt and everything in writing?
Tree Guy?
Mm-hmm.
At TexasTreeGuy.com.
Okay. How many people you have working for you?
I don't have any full-time employees
okay.
at this point. Sometimes in the seasonal I will.
Do you plan on getting some?
I've been wanting to have two people. Mm-hmm. My bookkeeper's getting old, and okay. I'd like to have one in that area and
one out in the field.
Real motherfucker in the field.
Yeah.
But
I got you.
But, and I said, pretty much sub, you know, but I have climbers that make $100. I couldn't find some of my specialty guys for $200 an hour a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, I find guys because I pay them well, you know, and they're awesome.
The only risk
you
in
can't
their life.
Afford those guys. They're so good. They're so good that they go where the work is, you know.
Yeah.
Now
well, that's the thing. That's why I'm telling you, I'm like, let's get you up there. You have a reputation and you have consistent work that you can offer these people. It's the only way you're going to be able to grow, you know. So we'll help you get there.
That's where I'm at. If I made that transition to where I could have one or two more solid accounts and I could have a full-time guy that was, you know, a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd be, you know, off to the races.
Right. Yeah. But that MF-er is only going to work for you if you can keep him busy and he can keep putting food on his table for his family.
Well, it seems like anybody that guy has got to make $100,000. No, or he's not that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the reality of it. You know, if another